It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We learn how Oshkosh will protect archaeological deposits from a prehistoric Native American village. The artifacts were excavated at a roadbed project in Menominee Park. That's near the shores of Lake Winnebago. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jennifer Haas is director of the Archaeological Research Laboratory Center at UW-Milwaukee. Jennifer, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Happy to be here this morning.
So road construction at the site started in August is being delayed due to the unearthing of these remnants of the ancient village. What can you tell us about this site?
Sure. Well, I can also just start with our work with the city of the Oshkosh for this project really went back to the beginning of the year. And we had actually planned for this. We knew that there was a very good chance that the archaeological site that has been documented in the park would extend under the roadbed. So our work really began before August earlier this year, and we did some background research, so looking at kind of what has been previously documented about this site, and then also some initial field work. And from that work and from our, you know, both the background research and the field work that we did, we looked along either side of the road. And when we did that, we found cultural items or artifacts coming out on either side of the road. So we knew kind of going in that there would be a pretty good chance that the archaeological, you know, the archaeological deposits would extend underneath the roadbed.
What sorts of cultural artifacts did you find?
For sure. That's a great question. So in our initial study that we did earlier this spring, we find artifacts or cultural items such as pottery sherds. So these are fragments of earthenware vessels, some tempered with grit or stone and some tempered with shell. That gives us clues to the age of the site. We also found stone tools and stone chips from the manufacturer of stone tools, as well as animal bone. So animal bone that had been, you know, processed for various tasks, such as, you know, certainly one for eating the, you know, animals, and also animal bone that had been shaped into tools. And then when we began the work associated with the roadbed. So when the city went in and started to work within the road, an archaeologist was on site to monitor that work and carefully watch the removal of the existing roadbed. And then what we have identified underneath the roadbed are further remnants of the archaeological site. So not only are we finding artifacts or cultural items, but we are finding what archaeologists call cultural features. And what cultural features are is a physical remnant of a past, you know, activity. So for example, a type of cultural feature would be evidence of a cooking pit or a storage pit or post holes that would indicate that there was possibly some type of structure or dwelling there. And these cultural features have, you know, distinctive, you know, characteristics. So that tells the archaeologist, you know, basically the, you know, cultural features have a different soil texture or different soil color. And that, you know, allows us to identify, you know, potentially how those features came to be. So what the past, you know, activity was that left that remnant feature as a signature in the soil.
Yes, clue by clue. Jennifer Haas with us as we talk about a preserved Native American city unearthed in Menominee Park of Oshkosh. She is the director of the Archaeological Research Laboratory Center at UW-Milwaukee. You can join in with your questions. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Jennifer, there are other ancient villages that exist along Lake Winnebago's shores. Can those other ancient villages give clues as to what this village was like?
Absolutely. So we know that the northwest shore of Lake Winnebago in particular, but really all along the lake shore, this was a very important location throughout the prehistory. So we know that people were living in this area, and along the northwest shore in particular, we know that between somewhere beginning in like the 1200s and 1300s, populations really kind of packed in to different villages along that northwest shore. And so there's been many of these village sites documented along that northwest shore of Lake Winnebago. And we had a recent project a couple of years ago up in the city of Neenah within their parklands up there where we found a very similar village site.
What do you hope to learn from this particular site in Menominee Park?
Oh, it's a great question. So archaeological sites are important for the information that they, contain. It's not only the artifacts that you find, but the context of those artifacts to each other and also to, cultural features. And because we're dealing with a time where there are no written records, although we do have some insight from oral histories of tribal nations, archaeology provides an important clue into understanding the, past. So part of our work that we're doing at, Menominee Park is to have a better understanding of how people lived in the past, and look at maybe why they were here and what they were doing.
These artifacts are expected to stay in the ground undisturbed. Why is that important?
Yeah, so archaeological sites, even when you carefully excavate them, you are destroying them. So in the best possible case, you want to, really, preserve in place to the greatest extent possible to keep the archaeological sites in intact and available for future research. And for the Menominee Park project in particular, we worked early on with the city of Oshkosh and also the regulatory agencies involved in the project, so the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Historical Society, and tribal nations, to come up with a plan in the event that cultural and archaeological features and deposits were identified under the roadbed. And part of that plan that we developed in consultation was to, preserve in place to the greatest extent possible any archaeological deposits identified underneath the road.
Can you walk us through a bit more of that plan? What will happen to the site after it has been studied and documented? Will it remain roped off?
No, the road will go back,
okay.
And we are carefully documenting all of our findings. So all of the cultural features that we're identifying out there are being carefully mapped and, documented. And at kind of the end of that process, we'll have a pretty comprehensive view, at least along the linear corridor of the road, of kind of how that site may have looked. And then the road bed will be built back on top of the archaeological, deposits. The city of Oshkosh will manage and maintain the site. So that's one of the nice things in this case, where the archaeological site will really stay in the public, domain. The city will have... they'll know where the site is, they'll know where the significant archaeological deposits are, and then they can effectively manage and protect the site.
Archaeologist and historian Jennifer Haas directs the Archaeological Research Laboratory Center at UW-Milwaukee as we discuss what happens to these cultural items and remnants from a prehistoric Native American village site in Oshkosh. You can join the conversation. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. UW-Milwaukee archaeologists identify evidence of a prehistoric Native American settlement found at a road construction site in Oshkosh's Menominee Park. We discuss the significance of the find and next steps for preservation. You can call in with a question or add your comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jennifer Haas directs the Archaeological Research Laboratory Center at UW-Milwaukee. Jennifer, the Menominee Park area is within the Aboriginal homeland area of the Menominee and Ho-Chunk Nations. How is your department working with Native American tribes to preserve the village?
So we are actually following some of our state laws, which is how we got, you know, involved in the project to begin with a city. And our state does have fairly, you know, robust laws that protect cultural resources, of which archaeological sites are a type. And kind of part of that process, we, you know, engaged early on with tribal nations, including the Ho-Chunk Nation and the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin early on in the process. And as I mentioned earlier, part of that of those consultation efforts was to develop a plan to allow for, you know, preservation in place. Throughout the course of the project, we are working very closely with the, you know, regulatory agencies, so both the Department of Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Historical Society, as well as the tribal nations that have expressed an interest in this project, including Ho-Chunk and Menominee.
You mentioned robust state and federal laws to protect archaeological sites. What laws do you find most important?
Well, certainly those laws that kind of serve to protect cultural resources, including archaeological sites. So for the Menominee Park project here, really it was our state level laws that came into place. And those laws kind of come into play if there's any type of state action. So it could be state funding or state permitting. And in the case of the Menominee Park project, it was a state permit that was needed by the Department of Natural Resources that kind of triggered the cultural resources, you know, review required for the project. Mm-hmm. And part of that process, and our state law does protect, if there's a state action involved in a project, it protects those locations where there are known archaeological sites. So not necessarily all the archaeological sites that may exist in the state, but those that have been, you know, documented. And our Office of the State Archaeologist does maintain a database of the archaeological sites that have been documented throughout the state.
How can you ensure the site is protected from vandalism or from souvenir hunters?
Well, there again are laws that, you know, prohibit that. So it is you know, you cannot as a private citizen excavate or, you know, disturb certain classes of sites within the state of Wisconsin. So there is some you know, protection on that front.
We're talking about a preserved Native village unearthed in the Menominee Park of Oshkosh with Jennifer Haas. She's the director of the Archaeological Research Laboratory Center at UW-Milwaukee. You can join in with your questions and your comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jennifer, we heard from Beth in Milton who called in, and Beth is wondering if archaeologists know the approximate age of the artifacts that have been discovered so far.
So thank you. That we do have a pretty good idea. So we believe that the site dates to about AD 900 to perhaps as late as 1600. And one of the ways that we know that is from the types of artifacts that we're finding, and in particular, the types of pottery or earthenware vessel fragments that we have. There are distinctive ways that the pottery was, decorated and also made that provides us clues to the time period and that those types of vessels were made.
Do those vessels have similarities to others that you've documented on the shores of Lake Winnebago?
Absolutely. So some of the earthenware vessels we know kind of date to what archaeologists call this late woodland era, which is about 900 to 1200 AD. And from the kind of archaeological point of view, the ceramics that we're seeing that date to that period were tempered with rock and, decorated with a variety of cord markings. So that was either pressed into the surface of the, vessel in different patterns. Another type of pottery or earthenware vessels that we're finding relate to what archaeologists call the Oneota, and they're a little bit later, probably 1200 to perhaps as late as 1600s. And the earthenware vessels manufactured by these people were tempered with shell. So based on the construction of the vessels, we can, as archaeologists can tell that these were two perhaps different groups of people from different time periods.
And you call evidence of past activity in the ground signatures in the soil. Can you give an example of different types of signatures in the soil?
Certainly. So they look different than the surrounding soil matrix. So these different cultural features, they're going to typically be darker in color and perhaps have a different texture. And one of the ways to kind of think about this and kind of what we look at, if you think about perhaps how a house structure was looked in the past, so if you could picture in your mind's eye a wigwam type structure with a series of poles that would have been excavated into the ground to maintain the structural integrity of the dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So because that house type structure was made of organic material, there's no above the ground evidence anymore of that house structure. But what archaeologists find are the remnants of the post holes from the manufacture or the structure of the house. So we don't see the above ground evidence, but where the posts were in the ground leaves a distinctive soil stain, so it's darker. And then these smaller round holes, and we can look at the collective patterning of those soil stains or those post holes, what archaeologists would call post holes. And then that can tell us, based on the patterning, that there was probably a structure or dwelling in that location.
So you can really examine these patterns and these impressions in the soil to be able to construct what was happening there.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
Wow, that is so exciting. Very quickly here, as we're almost out of time, next steps in the coming weeks, winter is coming. What happens?
Winter is coming too soon, but we will secure the site location and the road and where we're working in the road for the winter, and then we will continue our work in the spring.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Haas is an archaeologist, historian, and director of the Archaeological Research Laboratory Center at UW-Milwaukee. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.